Bezus Hashem Yisbarech. Today's daf is Lamed Tes and Maseches Nazir, is the 1153rd daf in Shas. We are going to wrap up the discussion of the Chartzon and the Zug of the fruit of the grape in terms of the halachos of the prohibition of the Nazir imbibing both the Chartzon and the Dag. And the Zag. We are then going to Be'ezer Hashem continue on this Chalamoit Sukkis, discussing the halachos of what happens if a Nazir's hair is cut in a time that he's supposed to let it grow, and how he begins counting his new Nazirus again. And that will be the topic of our daf, as well as the exact utensil, the exact scissors that's prohibited to use for cutting the Nazir's hair. So let's Be'ezer Hashem pick up where we had left off yesterday. Four lines from the top, Lamed Tes Amid Aleph. Actually, let's even do it five lines in. The Gemara, Rav Yosef, is going to be commenting on the Shita of Rabbi Yossi. If we take a look back in the beginning of the sixth parak on Daf Lamed Dalet Amid Beis, we had Rabbi Yossi who had said that when it comes to the definition of the chartzon is the inner part of the grape, the pit, according to Rabbi Yossi, in contrast to Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, and the zog is the outside. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yosef, Keman mitargeminon mefurtzanin va'ad itzurin ki Rabbi Yossi. The pasuk says that mechartzanim ad azog, that from the chartzon to the zog, the nazir cannot imbibe it. The targum that Rav Yosef quotes translates the chartzanim as mefurtzanim. The mefarish says that the lashon mefurtzan refers to the inside, and in tainus that refers to a pit, and itzurim is the outside. And the Mefarish proves it, that when the Pasuk says, by the Saramashkin ve'eschoit oisam, the Targum translates ve'atzris yashon, and I squeezed the wine out of it. Now, the wine of a grape comes from the outer part of the grape, not from the pit. The pit doesn't produce any wine, and therefore the Targum seems to support the position of Rabbi Yossi, who learns that the Chartzanim is the Pnimi, and the Zog is the inside. We begin a new Mishnah, eight lines on the top of Lamed Tes Amid Aleph. Stam Nazir is 30 yom. Stam Nazir is 30 days, and therefore, Gilach, if he cut his hair, Oshel Gilchuhu Listim, or he was ambushed, and gangsters cut off his hair, Soiser Shleishim Yom. So then that contradicts the 30 days, and the reason why, according to Mefarish, we relate Stam Nazir Shloshim Yom as well as the halacha of Soser Lamid Yom is because the rationale for Stam Nazir Shloshim Yom is that it takes 30 days for it to be considered the hair as being grown long. Up until 30 days, we don't consider it long hair. 30 days, we do. And therefore, if he doesn't have a 30-day wait on his hair, he will not be considered an individual who kept his nazirus. Nazir shegilach bein bezog bein betar o shesif seif kol shehu chayiv. However, the nazir cuts off his hair, then he's chayiv for the violating the nazirus. According to Tosos, sif seif kol shehu means even one hair that is taken out. In such a case, he is over. He doesn't need to use a blade, a scissor. If he just removes a hair, even one hair, then he's going to be chayiv. Iboilu. The Gemara asks the following shaila. This is a fascinating shaila on two fronts. Number one is the shaila itself is a fascinating conceptual question, as well as it will be interesting to understand what is behind the Gemara's science of its question. That, of course, we will spend less time focusing on. We'll focus more on the conceptual question, the halachic question. Iboilu, hay mizaya. Mizaya is the Aramaic word for here. Militachas ravi. Ravi means to grow. Does it grow from the bottom, what we would call the root of the here? Omila'el. So, a fascinating question. I think when we were little, we might have asked that question. I think most of us don't have much of a suffix today about it. obviously the Gemara's question is from the deepest of the deep, and is not a chas v'chalila, a childish question, but literally, and we'll explain the what's behind the Gemara's question. The Gemara's question is, when the hair grows, do we view the hair as growing from the root, or do we view the hair as extending from the top? In other words, does it grow from the top or does it grow from the bottom? Most of us, I think, assume today that it grows from the bottom, from the root, and we will see what the nafkamina is right now. The my nafkamina, l'nazir shegelchuhu listim. If the nazir has his hair shorn off by listim, v'shir bo kedei lakuf rosha li'ikaro. The significant size of a hair is that if you're able to bend it over and put it back to its source. So they cut his hair, but they left off a significant amount that he's able to bend it over and put it back to his head. Iyamrit mila tachas ravi. If we're going to say that it grows from the bottom, nizirus hashakle. The hair that he had committed for when he had become a nazir, they grew further out, and those were the hairs that were cut off. So then, in such a case, nazirus hashakli, and it undermines his nazirus. I amrit mila el rabbi. But if you say that it grows from the top of the hair, ma di igdish hakayim, the area that he was magdish was still standing, because what they cut off was only from the top, which is the new area of growth. But the kedushas nazirus out of his hair, that remains. The Gemara attempts to solve this shaila, and what's absolutely interesting is that my wife, when she came into the sukkah now, I asked her what she thought about this question of the Gemara, and she brought a raya from Lais in regards to the question. The raya that she brought will leave, and the Gemara also brings a raya from Lais. It happens to be that the Gemara's assumption was a little bit different than my wife's assumption about how lice work. But here's what the Gemara says. Tashma me'aha inba chaya. When it comes to, the Gemara brings the exact raya from lice, or the eggs of lice that are growing on the hair. Tikoim bi'ikva de beinosa. That the lice always remain at the root of the hair. V'ihi salka daitach milatachas rabbi. And if you're going to say that the hair grows from the bottom, then the lice should move along with the hair. If I'm not mistaken, my wife's davening now, she had said that when it comes to the lice, that what seems in the Metzius today is that actually the egg does move up on the hair. And here we're talking about that the egg, Chazal assumed, stayed in the same place. So Gemara says, "V'isal k'daytach mitachas Rabbi bereisha binasi by lemekim." So then it should move along the hair. So that seems to indicate that the hair grows from the top. Says the Gemara, "La'ola milatachas Rabbi." Really, the hair grows from the bottom. And the Gemara makes the next point my wife made, "Va'agav chiyusa," and because it's alive, Nachis vazel in ba. So then it's going to move. Then the lice moves. In other words, the lice will now go back to the bottom of the hair. The louse will go back to the bottom of the hair, because the lice does move. So Gemara here now is talking about the louse itself, and not the actual egg. Tashma. Now the Gemara goes to another proof. In ba mesa. Bereisha de binasa. If the lice dies, then you will find it towards the top of the hair, far away from the scalp. V'isal kadaitach mila al rabbi. And if you're going to say that the hair grows from on top, be'ikba de binasi by lemekim, it should stay in the same place where it died. Answers the Gemara, hasam nami, mishum de lesbo chile shruga. Srugi va'azel. When the kina, when the lice is dying, when the inba is dying, it struggles to get back to the top of the head. And even though really we should say that the louse should stay in the same place, if it grows from the edge of the hair, that what we've been calling the top of the hair as opposed to the root, nevertheless, because it can't stay at the root, because it's dying, it travels down the hair. Tashma, the Gemara tries another proof. Miblarius de Kishuyim. When we have the stubble of the hair of Ethiopians, according to Tosos, that it was used, the stubble was grown particularly by Ethiopians. They would cut their hair because that was the derech of the Avodah Zarah. And they would join the hair together in something that's called a blorius, like a type of weaving of the hair. The Basar de Megadlin law, after they would grow it and weave it together, maybe another way of saying it is to braid it together, Rafia Lisachas, it would become undone under the hair. In other words, that the kesher underneath will become weaker. So what does that indicate? That indicates that the hair is growing from the scalp, because the reason why it becomes weaker in its tie against the skull is because more hair is coming out. So that proves to us again that the hair grows from the scalp. Says the Gemara, Hasam Nami, I did come to him Mishichva Derafia. Since the braid becomes loosened because of creases that come about when a person lays down, that's why the braids become undone, but not because of the fact that the hair grows from the bottom. Tashma, the Gemara tries another proof. Misikrita Milasach Derafi Amra Milasachas. Sikrasa is the paint that is used to paint animals. In fact, we had it just a few dapim ago. That's the red paint to indicate which is the meiser behema. So if there's red paint that is put on the wool of the animal underneath, in other words, the area that's closest to the body, the motivation that they have to do that is because this way the hair of the animal sticks together. However, nevertheless, Rafi Amra, the wool loosens. Vitanya, and we learned in a brisa that this is the way in which we do meiser behema. Visu, and another makar, katsavi savya dikinam. When people are getting older and they want to dye their hair to make it darker, savya dikinon, so then chivaran, nevertheless, the hair turns white. Now, how are we going to explain that phenomenon? Ikve nimon, it happens because the root turns white. Shmamina militachas rabi shmamina, and we have proof that the hair grows from the bottom, because when the hair is dyed, so then in such a case, as the hair continues to grow, the bottom has the original color, the natural color of the hair. The root has the bottom, the natural color of the hair, and therefore that proves that the hair grows from the bottom, grows from the root. Turns out my wife was mechava into this raya as well when I asked her. So that is the maskana of the Gemara. It seems that the Gemara was mesupik about this question, and ultimately the Gemara concludes milutachas rabbi, as my wife had suggested, that that would be a raya, that the hair grows from the bottom. Back to the Gemara. Ve'eloha disanya. But what about this that we had learned? Nazir shegilchua listim, that a nazir has his hair cut off by robbers. Vishiru bokede lakafrosha liikara, and they left the amount of hair to be halachically significant that turns back to the scalp. Eina seiser. So then, in such a case, we don't. It's not soser the Nazirus. And if you're going to say that the hair grows from the bottom, so then what hair did they cut off? They cut off the hair that he had taken the Nazirus on. So let's start. So then in such a case, it should be Soser the Nazirus. Answers the Gemara, Kigon shegulchu achar melos. We're talking about a case where they cut off the hair after the extended period of time, after the period of time of 30 days, a malos of Naziris, and really, it should not be a problem. However, umani Rabbi Eliezer he, we're following the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, the Amar kol achas malos zayin soser, that even if you have 30 days, but the 7 days that the halacha indicates that someone needs to wait if he becomes tamei is also the requirement of an individual who had his hair cut off before he brings the carbon. Now, if you take a look, the Mefarish reminds us of the Gemara that we had on this Tazayin Amud Beis. Now, on Tazayin Amud Beis, we have a machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and the Tanakhama, going on the bottom of Tazayin Amud Aleph. What happens if someone becomes Tameh on the 30th day of their Nazirus after their Malos? So, the Tanakhama is of the opinion, so as I call, Rabbi Eliezer holds that all you have to do is wait 7 days. It's only Soser 7 days. It's not Soser the entire Malos. Similarly, Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion, the Gemara here is suggesting, that if his hair is cut off before his karbanos are brought, but it's after Milos, so then all he needs is to wait 7 days, just like the case of Tuma. Hence, the halachi over here is that Nazir Shigilchu list him 2 lines from the top, the brisa that we had read before. Vishiru bo kedei lakuf rosho liikaro. The reason why it's not so, sir, is because, according to Rabbi Eliezer, all you have to do is wait 7 days, and it's not so, sir, the whole malos. My time at the Rebbe Lezer. What is Rebbe Lezer, sir? Yalif tiglachas torum tiglachas tuma. As we spelled out, the source of Rebbe Lezer is tiglachas tuma. Mat tiglachas tuma, just like someone comes tame after malos, tuma shiva, he waits 7 days, and that applies both in a case of where that he becomes tamei middle of his malos, then he counts 7 days and begins counting his malos. And then as well, someone who finished his malos, all he has to do is count 7 days. After glachas Torah Shiva, and so too the our case, if his hair is cut off, he only has to count 7 days. The Kimlu Ula Rabbanan, in order for it to fit back into Braisa, 2 lines from the top, we also need to add one more thing. And the Rabbanan assume, Kol Shiva Yamin Asya Mazya, Kedei Lakuf Rosho Liikaro, that in 7 days the hair will grow to the point that it'll reach the scalp, and that will be considered enough of a halachic growth for him to have considered as if his hair has been regrown, and therefore he doesn't need to wait all 30 days. Hence, we've solved our original question, does hair grow from the top or from the bottom, from the root? The answer is that hair grows from the root, to which then the Gemara has a problem. So why would it be that Nazir Shigilchu Listim, the halacha is that it's Eina Soser, hasn't his original hair that he grew, hasn't that been cut off? And therefore, that should be so, sir, his Nazirus, even if there is a little bit of hair that's left, to which the Gemara answers that we entirely misunderstood the case of Nazir Shigilchu Listim. Number one, we're going according to Rabbi Eliezer. Number two is that we're talking about a case that the Malos had been completed. Since the Malos had been completed, and we're following Rabbi Eliezer, all you have to do is wait 7 days. So since 7 days have been waited, if you will, if 7 days have been passed, so then the Bryce is telling us, then in such a case, he's going to have enough hair to be able to bend back, and therefore he's considered as if he had hair, and according to Rabbi Eliezer, the having one's hair cut off after the Malos does not contradict the Naziris. You just need 7 days, and those 7 days are Kedei Lakuf Rosho Liikaro. Now we get involved with another set of halachos, and that is different ways hair could be cut off. Obviously, this will have implications also in regards to cutting and shaving and the prohibition of using a razor, etc., etc. Nazir shegilach. A nazir who has his hair cut off, bein betar, whether it's with a razor, bein bezog, a simple way of translating zog would be some type of scissors, o shesifsef, or it was cut off in any way, sifsef kolshu, chayiv, in all cases, the nazir is going to be chayiv, Schaiv Malkus, and he needs to start his Naziris again. Tana Rabbanan, so our Mishnah assumes that anyway the Nazir's hair is cut off, then he's Chayiv, but some say, Tar, that the Pasuk says that his hair was cut with a razor. Ein li ela tar. How do we know that applies for more than a tar? Maybe it only applies to a razor. But im talash, if he cuts off his hair, omerit, or he removes it with some type of cream, which exists even to this day, that the hair is, the roots are killed with some type of cream agent. Sifseif kol shumi na'in tamalama kadosh ye gadal pera sa'or roishoy. That he's supposed to let his hair grow. And the opposite, if he doesn't, if he cuts in any way, shape, or form, so then he's over. Do Reb Yoshia. Reb Yenis in Eimer Tar, Ein Li Ela Tar, Merit Tolesh Sifseif Koshu Potur. Reb Yenis disagrees and he says, the emphasis is the first part of the Pasuk. It's Tar that's Aser. Asks the Gemara, Vaksiv Kadoshia. The Pasuk also says, Kadoshia Gadal Pera Sarosho, that he's supposed to let his hair grow. Answers the Gemara. Remember that pasuk is telling us the im gilech le bitar kom aleba say velosa say, that if he cuts it with a razor, then he's over and asein alaf. Tanya idach tar. We're going to have a brisa with another opinion. So let's just explain that brisa clearly. So the above brisa, the above brisa learns the pasuk the following way. The number one, the Torah Kedoshah says tar lo yaver al roishoy, that's one iser. Number two is he gets another iser, gadol pera, that he was over a second iser as well. At the iser asay, that he has to let his hair grow. But the precondition is it needs to be done with a razor. Tanya idach, we learned in another brisa, tar, ein li ela tar, talash, mirit, sifsev, kolshu, minayin. How do we know if he removes his hair in these different types of ways that he's over? Tam lomar lo yavel orosho, that nothing should be brought over his head, and therefore any way he cuts, he's going to be over. Ask the Gemara, if that's so, me'achar shesofinu l'rabos kol davar, ma tam lomar tar, so why did the Torah say initially, tar lo yavar al rosho, that he shouldn't use a razor? Because we would not know that when the Torah says that you're supposed to cut his hair at the end of the Naziris, that you should use specifically a razor. And therefore, here the emphasis of razor is to tell us that you're not supposed to use a razor during 30 days of Stam Naziris, but after the Stam Naziris of 30 days, there's a mitzvah to use a razor. On tomorrow's daf, the Gemara is going to discuss why don't we use it, learn from Mitzora. L'lamdo mi Mitzora. And Mitzora also, the Torah says that a razor has to be used when his hair is cut off at the day that the Mitzora becomes Tahar. So let's summarize today's daf. Chol Hamoed, second day of Chol Hamoed Sukkos here in Arzenu HaKadosha. The Gemara brought a raya to the Shita of Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah that a chartzon is the inside of the grape and the zag is the outside. We spoke about the Stam Nazirus being 30 days and the halacha in the Mishnah is that if his hair was cut off even by someone else against his will, so then that's Soser 30 days. And the prohibition applies according to the Mishnah, even though we had a brisa at the end of the daf that disagreed. Any way that the Nazir cuts off his hair, he's going to be over his Nazirus. The Gemara has a fascinating shaila, which the Gemara was unsure about originally, and that is whether the hair grows from its root or from the edge of the hair. And the nafgamina is going to be a case of listim that cut off his hair. If you say that they cut off from that, if you say the hair grows from the root, so then in such a case, when the listim cut off the hair, even if they leave hair, one should argue that they cut off the original hairs of his Naziris, the Kedusha of his Naziris, and therefore the halacha should be that his Naziris is undermined. Now the Gemara concludes, the best raya is from dye itself, when hair is dyed, that the dye of the hair reaches affects the edges and the original hair, but as time goes on, the hair towards the scalp retains its original color, and that proves that the hair grows from the root and not from the edge. If that's so, the Gemara says, so then why would it be that if there is hair that is left over by the robbers when they cut off somebody's hair, then his Nazirus is not contradicted? They cut off the hair of Nazirus, because the hair that's left is new hair. It's not the hair from his original Nazirus, to which the Gemara is Mechadesh, that we're following the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, and we're talking about the end of Melos, and Rabbi Eliezer's Shita is that we learn out from the Halachos of Tumah after Melos, and therefore that just like when it comes to Halachos of Tumah, there are 7 days that one waits to grow the hair, and we begin starting a new counting. So too, if after Melos, in any way it's contradicted, the Gemara in Tezayin Mabei said, if it's contradicted by Tumah Vitara, or it's contradicted by his hair being cut off, all you have to do is wait 7 days. And that's why the Brisa says, Einasoser, because it's emphasizing the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. The Gemara points out that there are Brisas that learn that the Isser is specifically to cut for a Nazir to cut off his hair with a razor. Our Mishnah disagrees, and tomorrow we're going to discuss other halachos of cutting off with a razor, the halachos of mitzora, as well as nazir, and eventually we're going to get to the prohibition of cutting one's beard with a razor as well on Amud Beis in tomorrow's daf. This Beis HaShem concludes Daf Lamed Tes in Maseches Nazir.